Good morning. I hope that everyone is doing well and staying safe. So today I want to talk about grief. I want to talk about losing a very, very dear loved one and just kind of how I coped with losing my dad almost 6 years ago now. So if anybody knows me well, you know that my family is extremely close. I had a very, very close relationship with my father. My father was larger than life, like absolutely larger than life. Just such a great, jolly, good fellow. I think jolly good fellow is such a great way to describe my dad because that's exactly what he was. Such a jolly good fellow in so many ways. And so when my dad passed away, I also happened to be very, very heavily pregnant. My sister was also pregnant at the time, and honestly, it was such a tough time for so many reasons. I mean, emotionally, physically, losing a very dear loved one is tough. It is tough. It's so tough that I don't think that if you've not experienced it, you cannot actually speak about it because you don't understand. That's the truth. It's one of those things that you actually do not understand until you experience it. So I just have a few tips that I want to share about how, I was able to kind of move along and deal with, the loss and cope with it on a daily basis. So the first thing for me is please let yourself grieve. Grieve. I don't care what anybody says. Please grieve. Let it all out. Let everybody in your family, your loved ones, let everybody grieve how they grieve. Everybody grieves differently. I mean, that's something that we had to learn. We all grieved in completely different ways. And so let everybody grieve in their way. Don't listen to anybody that, tries to cut short your expression of grief because it is something that has to happen. If you love somebody and they go, you have to, you just have to grieve. That's the truth. Second of all, please don't let thoughts of fear and the unknown of tomorrow cripple you. Ah, this is such a big one. Honestly, it leads to bad decision making, paranoia, fear, and so many things that are just not okay. Thinking about the future without the person, thinking about how you're going to cope, thinking about, all kinds of different permutations and combinations of scenarios is something that we do, but I would really advise that you should try your very best not to get too entrenched in that because what then happens is that because you are unable to see the future without the person, it does lead to a lot of weird behavior, paranoia, and just strange things. My favorite one and last one for this particular session is just let go and let God. So that's very cliche sounding. It sounds like, yeah, whatever. But honestly, that's what I had to do. I realized after a while that, you know what? God's plan for my life and all our lives is good. And so, as awful and sad as I felt in that moment, in those moments, I realized that letting go and letting God guide me on a daily basis on this journey without the loved one, on this path without the loved one, which I never obviously spent time thinking about, is something that I just had to do. And that's also called faith. Faith is you literally just going with God and letting him do what he does without you having the full picture. And I guarantee you that when you let him in fully, the days will get better. Yes, you will have moments of sadness. You would have random, emotions, as it were, but the days do get better. And even though you will always have that feeling of sadness from losing the person, you will see things differently by and by at the end of the day. And joy honestly does come in the morning. And I can say this because I've experienced it. And I do pray for every single person that has experienced the death of a loved one, that the peace of God that passes all understanding will take over your mind, your body, your soul, your family, and that you will all experience peace and joy, and that you will have joy that comes in the morning, and God will be with you all as you let go and surrender to him in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful week, guys. God bless you.